We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Chris Kleiman Show. The Chris Kleiman Show is presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Power Cat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Now, here's your host, Wyatt Thompson.
Pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Chris Kleiman Radio Show. We'll be with you over the next hour, and we will tell you right away, if you are listening across the network and watching on Facebook Live, if you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do it right now via the Facebook Live stream, and you can also tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach are presented by Intrust Bank. We would love to hear from you tonight. Well, we started the show last week, Chris Kleiman, talking about how great it is to have college football back. And despite a loss on Saturday, I'm going to say it again. It was great to have college football back. These young guys have put a lot of work into it. It wasn't what we all had hoped for Saturday. But, man, it's great to have this great game back, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And appreciate everybody joining in and appreciate everybody being involved in the game, getting us to the game from Matt Thomason and his crew to Dr. Gorrell and Lafine Health staff and Gene Taylor and Jill Shields, getting us to the opportunity to play, and then thankful for the fans that came out. And I'm just telling you, it's difficult to be in college athletics right now, and obviously college football in the climate we're in with COVID-19. Disappointed in the loss. I'm going to be disappointed in the loss, or a loss, no matter what. Had we found a way to stop him and win the game, would we be happier at this time? Yes, but it doesn't change the dynamic of what we just have to realize we're going to deal with for the entire year. I think we were out somewhere between 35 and 40 players on Saturday. That's not an excuse. That's just the reality of where we're at. And we talked about it after the game. You and I did, as well as on Monday in the press conference. The players that you have out there, no matter who it is, the opponent, you expect to compete and win. The reality of some situations is we were really down some numbers at some critical spots in the secondary and the offensive line, that we put a lot of stress and pressure on some kids it was our first moment of college football, mm-hmm. with no backups and nobody else to go in the game. And my hat's off to those kids for rallying and playing. And we had another, probably 10 to 12 kids that played the game, but we lost for 14 to 18 days that had 2 days of practice. Once again, that's not an excuse. That's just the reality that I don't know if everybody realizes on a day-to-day basis what we do as coaches and players and teammates, who's going to be here today, who's going to be here tomorrow. And that's hard. And we're going to get better. We're going to learn from it. We're going to continue to challenge the guys that when it's your opportunity, you need to step up because it's going to happen every week, not just to Kansas State, but it's happening to everybody across the country. And as the Big Ten starts, it'll happen to those programs as well.
Coach, you mentioned that you visited with the media around the Big 12 on Monday, had your own press conference here on Tuesday, and I thought it was very interesting that basically on Tuesday, and I'm certainly paraphrasing, that's why I'm asking you to respond to this, but what I heard you say was, as you had spent basically you and your staff and frankly some of the players about 48 hours of just kind of reassessing on where K-State football is at. Kind of take us through that 48 hours, if you would, and what that was like.
Yeah, I was disappointed in a number of things on Saturday, the loss being kind of secondary, to be honest with you. But just some of the things that we need to improve in our program. And it starts at the top with me. And we need to be a better disciplined football team. Well, some young players made mistakes. That's a lack of discipline. But I'm going to give those guys a little bit of a pass because they're learning and trying to be in college, let alone play some football games. And so we just had a great conversation with our coaches. And you know, you've been around me enough. I want to give the kids great ownership in the team because it is their team. I'm the head coach, and we have a bunch of great assistants, but it's their football team. And I want them to be able to hold each other accountable to the high standard that all of us associated with Kansas State football expect. And when you lose, you always try to turn over every stone. But in this case, win or lose, we knew we needed to turn over some stones and say, hey, we need to fix some things. And I'd like to keep some of those things that we need to fix internal within our program. But I know this, we had some great dialogue, some great conversation, and that's the key. It's dialogue and conversation with those older kids, not here's the way it is. And I think they really all took to it well. And knock on wood, we had a really good week this week, not only on the field, but off the field as well.
Well, and that's certainly important. And I guess in a time like this, I'm curious as to, obviously, you lean on the guys that you trust, your staff and that. But in terms of the players, do you start with the captains, the guys that I would describe as being maybe the most accountable to Kansas State football these days?
We expanded that a little bit.
Okay.
Obviously, the captains are involved in every conversation we have, but we expanded that and tried to get an older player or two and a younger player or two at every position to come in because we needed the younger guys to hear the message so that they could relay it to their class, whether it's a true freshman, redshirt freshman, and so on, that you need to help lead your class. You need to help make sure that the guys that are your roommates and your buddies and the guys that you're lifting weights with and the guys that you're closest with that are accountable to the high standard that we expect. And so, once again, it was a really good dialogue, and it's increased our communication. We're having another big meeting tomorrow just to continue to talk and continue to get this in the direction that we all want it as a staff and as a program.
You know, we talked about this in your radio postgame comments, but it is a little bit of a rarity, I think. At least I would tend to lean this way, and I guess that's why I'm asking. When you block a punt and win the turnover battle, generally speaking, you win the game, but not this time. And I think there are a lot of reasons why. As you look back on it, I'm just going to be blunt in asking this. Are you more disappointed with the third down conversions, or are you more concerned about the big plays, or are you more concerned on the third and final option of just you just didn't run the ball like K-State football normally does?
I think it's all those things and above. The one thing we did talk about when we came into the locker room was if the only finger that should be pointed is at yourself,
mm-hmm.
coaches first, what did we do? Did we have good enough plans? Did I prepare them? Did I handle the COVID? Did I handle all the other things we were dealing with? Did the players get themselves prepared mentally, get themselves prepared physically? You as a position, did you play your best? You as an individual within that position, did you play your best? And I don't think anybody can answer all those things and say, boy, we were unscathed in that win. This position wasn't any factor in that not being successful. And so that was the simple thing. Everybody can point to the offensive line and say, we didn't block very well. No question, we didn't block very well. You could point to the secondary and say, we didn't tackle as well. You could point to the defensive line or linebackers and we missed some run fits. You could point to the wide receivers, quarterbacks, and say, we missed some throws. We have what I believe is one of the best kickers in college football that missed a kick or two. Everybody needs to be better.
Yeah. Well, K-State is not playing a football game on Saturday, but they'll return to action a week from Saturday against Oklahoma down in Norman. We've got a lot to talk about on the show tonight. We again remind you, for those listening across the network and also watching on Facebook Live, if you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do it now via the Facebook live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach are presented by Intrust Bank. We'll continue with the Coach, but a timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Rebitech fungicide from BASF has been specifically developed for the selective soybean grower who doesn't compromise. If you think good is good enough, if you're okay with just achieving rather than overachieving, if average is your goal, this is not the fungicide for you. Rebitech fungicide, brand new chemistry, 3 no-excuse modes of action, 0 modes of compromise. Sounds like the fungicide for you. Rebitech fungicide from BASF, that's smart. Always read and follow label directions.
Now, there's nothing glamorous about tires, and when a tire has you stranded, it ain't funny. Well, in steps Kansas Land Tire and Service. You're stuck in the field or the freeway or the feedlot or the fence row. These guys will be there. With over 40 years in business, multiple locations across Kansas, and a fleet of fully equipped service trucks, one call to Kansas Land Tire, and they'll be there faster than a blitzing Wildcat linebacker. Online at thetirestore.com. If you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
The best teams are led by people with experience in the field. Case IH equipment, from combines and tractors to hay and forage tools, is built by farmers who use it every day. Make the right call and go with the team that wins in any field. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We remind you, too, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. If you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do it now via the Facebook live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the Coach presented by Intrust Bank. Our first question is a regular, Marcus. He wanted to know kind of about what we were talking about a moment ago, Coach, with the attitude of the players this week. How have they, in your mind, responded after Saturday?
Well, obviously they were really disappointed in their performance. And then when I pointed out some other things, as well, they were disappointed as well, and I also told them that we're going to go through some tough times with the amount of people that we are out, but we have to answer the bell. We can't worry about who's here today. And I think sometimes we get caught up into, you know, Noah Johnson went out after the third play, or J-Mac went out after the fifth play. That's the hand that they're dealt, and they have to be ready to handle the adversity better than we did. And we're going to have adversity. Everybody's going to have adversity this year, not just wins and losses and what happens on the field, but all the things with COVID off the field that I just didn't think we handled that adversity like we needed to. And so this week, so far. We didn't practice on Monday. We had the conversations on Monday. We've practiced really hard Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday out on the grass fields, and the practices have been really good. We're down some numbers, but the practices have been good. We'll be off tomorrow, then we'll come back Saturday as well.
Okay, so off tomorrow and back on Saturday. How much in an off-week scenario like this are you installing for next week's game? I know you want to work on K-State a lot, so there's a fine line there maybe.
A little bit of both in the fact of we had so many guys that were just getting back or just got back for 2 days before that last game that haven't practiced in 14 days mm-hmm. or 20 days right. or whatever it may be. So those guys just need to practice K-State versus K-State, and we did an awful lot of that. We don't have a ton of film on Oklahoma. Obviously, we did from last year, and we have the one game this year that was over with pretty quickly. So we wanted to focus more on what we needed to do as an offense and a defense and on special teams, and then just sprinkle a little bit of Oklahoma stuff in there so that we could continue to keep them engaged but focus on the real task at hand, which is improving as a team.
Arkansas State won this ball game on Saturday in front of 11,000-plus, 35-31. And I guess at this point, let's talk about those 11,000 that were here. Boy, they seem to make a lot of noise, and you love that. And let's credit Arkansas State. You and I talked all last week about what a good coach they had, what a good winning program they had. And frankly, that was a little bit on display this past weekend.
It really was. They're used to being in tight ball games, and used to finding a way to win. And I thought the quarterback played with great poise, and they had the one dynamite wide receiver that was a playmaker. Where I thought they were much improved was on the defensive side. Now, you can say we either misfired on – we had 21 points that we misfired on with open receivers or maybe a one off the fingertips on deep balls that probably give us – two or three touchdowns, and then we missed a couple of field goals, but they were better on defense. And even though they did a good job stopping our run, and we have to be able to run the football when people want to do that, they gave us some home run shots, and we just didn't connect.
And let's get a Facebook question in here, courtesy of Entrust Bank. I guess, generally speaking, Coach, tell me about your thoughts on the secondary's performance. And you touched on J-Mac going out early. Clearly that that was a factor. He's kind of one of the leading guys back there. That again, no excuses in this game, but that was a factor. How did they perform in the secondary overall?
You know, the one guy that did impress me that did a really nice job was Will Jones. For his first start – and played almost the whole game, I thought Will performed really well, and that was a bright spot for us. Other than him, we underachieved in the secondary, and the guys know that as well. We didn't play well at the corner position. We didn't play as well as we can at both safety spots. Obviously, we were down our first and our second team free safety, which is hard when we're going to play with the third team free safety. But I thought Henny did a nice job. But you can tell that you missed J-Mac in there. But overall, Will Jones, we had as a quality performance, and everybody else, we need to be better back there. But they would tell you the same thing.
Can you give me an idea of just how athletic he is? But even maybe more importantly than that, it appears to me at least, he just plays the game with such an attitude and such passion. I'm guessing as a coach, you really like that and what he brings to the table.
I really do. He looks undersized out there, and he's not a big guy, but he's still 187, 188 pounds, and he has tremendous speed, and he has really good instincts and knacks to play a ball and time things. And so for his first game, we were really excited for what he did, but we also know he's just scratching the surface. He's going to make some freshman mistakes, but it's fun to know that you have a guy that's going to take a ton of snaps this year, continue to improve, and have a lot of football in front of him at Kansas State. And so, you know, it's awful to talk about silver linings in a loss, but when you look at the young players that we had that really had an impact, I'm excited about where we're moving and where we're headed.
I don't think that we can do this in a minute, and we'll get to a break here in just a moment, so we'll start and then carry it over. But, boy, how can you not watch Deuce Vaughn and not be excited from what we saw on Saturday? And he's going to have more carries and more yards and more this and more that, but that was a pretty nice start for a terrific young man and a good football player.
Absolutely. And it really looked like he belonged on the field, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was no question when he had the ball that he was great, had great excitement, and the fans already kind of got going when Deuce would get the ball. I was really impressed with how he handled himself, really impressed with his excitement and energy on the field. It's contagious with the other guys. Our older guys have seen it in practice every day, and we're just excited to continue to progress him in the package. You know, we had a small package for him because he missed significant time as well. And so now that we were able to get him back this full week on full go basis, we're adding more and more to his plate. And it's what we have to do, because obviously we need to get the ball in his hands.
We'll take a break here and remind you, if you have a question for Coach, you can submit it at via Facebook live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions presented by Intrust Bank. A quick timeout. You'll hear from your local Wildcat affiliate now across the network. Back in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
On this Thursday night, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Wildcats will not play this Saturday at Norman, a week from Saturday on the 26th. You can see the game on Fox National at 11 a.m. We'll have it on the K-State Sports Network starting at 9 o'clock with the pregame show. Back to Deuce Vaughn, Coach, for just a moment. 12 rushes, 47 yards, his first career touchdown. There will be many more, I'm sure. His long run was 19. And he actually caught a pass, too. And I guess I would just maybe ask you about his just handling of the stage, because in visiting with him Tuesday, I was really amazed at just how well-spoken he is, how humble he is, how excited about the game of football he is. He's a pretty special young man, isn't he?
He really is, and he's a guy that wants to be the absolute best at everything he does, whether it's running the football, catching the football, in pass protection, wants to be good on special teams. We're going to challenge him to be a really good leader in this freshman class, and so everybody's excited about his future, and it's extremely bright.
No question about that. The other, well, there were several other guys. We mentioned Will. We've mentioned Deuce. And there are many, many more. Whether they got into the game Saturday or whether it will be down the line here a little bit. This, just your general thoughts about the freshman class, how they've handled all of this stuff, including the pandemic, because you want to talk about a very difficult situation to start college with. That's it. But these guys have really done a pretty nice job so far, it seems.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job. It's so hard, and I know it because I've got a daughter up here that's a freshman, and to sit in your dorm room and feel like you almost can't leave, and when you leave, you're masked, and you know your classes are on Zoom, and you know you can't go sit in a dining facility and eat. You take it to go, and it's just. You need a tutor in something, and so you get on Zoom because you can't sit with a tutor. All the things that everybody as a student athlete kind of took for granted, these kids can't do. And then you throw on the fact of they don't want to be away from home, or you know they're struggling to be away from home. Mm-hmm. And then we pull them out and say, by the way, you're a close contact. Now you got to sit in your apartment for 14 days. Or unfortunately, they would test positive, and now they're isolated for another 11 days. I mean, it's a lonely time for a junior or senior that either tests positive or has a close contact. Now you're a true freshman, and this happens to you. And I know how they feel. I feel like I'm not a part of anything. And so I can't imagine what it's like. We keep trying to talk about it, keep trying to help them, and keep trying to lead them. But there's no manuals for this. There's no – well, we did this the last time this happened. And that's the thing, that it's just – every day is so difficult, and we're managing it really well, and those kids are too.
All right, let's go back and ask a question courtesy of Intrust Bank and obviously Facebook Live. Maybe just a thought or two about the defensive line and how they performed on Saturday. I think we saw a couple of young guys in there in Drew Wiley, who's been around a little while. Eli Huggins, who we briefly talked about last week, really starting for the first time. But, boy, big shoes to fill against a pretty interesting opponent to start with, who runs the ball pretty well. How'd they do?
Drew and Eli played, I thought, really good football, and they played a number of snaps for us in a no-huddle game. That's tough, but I was excited. Those two kids were excited about the challenge that they were going to have, and so I was really pleased with those two. And then Wyatt made a couple of splash plays that Wyatt has to make, and he's going to continue to improve. He was kind of held up a little bit, missed a little bit of time, but he's back more, and he just needs to practice a little bit more so he can get his timing. But he obviously made splash plays. It was good to have Bronson Massey back. I was good to have Boom back. The fact that he really lost the last half of last season with an injury, felt better right now. And then we played some young players and some new guys in the program. But overall, we're continuing to get and gain the depth there at the defensive line so we can play multiple guys, because now we're going to go on those streaks that you and I talked about of not having a game and an off week. You're going to play three in a row a few times here, and we're going to need a lot of bodies.
Yeah, no question about that. Maybe a little bit of an odd question going to break here, if you don't mind. I've just happened to just pop into my mind, you know, with Joe Klanderman, you know, being the coordinator of the defense in his first game, and you have a new linebackers coach. And this is a veteran guy. I don't mean he's just beginning, but he's new to Kansas State. You have guys that have been in the press box before, being down, and vice versa. From the coach's perspective, how did all of that go? Because that communication and all of that is so clearly important in every game.
Yeah, I thought it went okay. I think it needs to improve, but I know it's going to when you have, you know, two different guys in different roles. Mm-hmm. On the defensive side with Joe as a coordinator and Steve on the linebackers down. I mean, both really experienced guys, but I think the communication between them will continue to improve, and the communication on the sideline. You know, we're solid. We have Buddy and Van on the sideline that were there last year. The big difference was we moved Colin down on the field this year just to have more conversations with the quarterbacks. We're still looking at what we're doing there. I wanted to see how everybody reacted and how that was. mess. It really feels comfortable in the press box. All those things take time, even though that, well, we have the same staff on offense there. We kind of switch some things around, but also we have some different players and new players. So it's a work in progress, like I knew it would be. And, we had a dry run a week ago in the stadium, and that seemed to go okay. But we're always worried about communication. And obviously we had some really poor errors in the first half, having to use our timeouts when we really didn't want to.
We'll take a quick break here. More with Coach in just a moment. We're back in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The best teams are led by people with experience in the field. Case IH equipment, from combines and tractors to hay and forage tools, is built by farmers who use it every day. Make the right call and go with the team that wins in any field. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families will watch every game. Wildcats are off this weekend. They'll play in Norman on Saturday the 26th. We'll have coverage at 9 a.m. on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. I know we talked a little bit about Briley Moore last week and a grad transfer from UNI, a young man who has some history and a friendship with Skylar Thompson, but we got to see him on display Saturday, and he had a pretty darn good day to start. Just your thoughts on him and how he's fit in with K-State football and maybe, in all honesty, what he is more capable of down the road.
Well, if fans watched him or anything and were happy, surprised that he did what he did on Saturday, I was really confident that was what he was going to do on Saturday, because I've seen it up close and personal for 3 years, and I know what a special player he is, and that's why when he jumped in that transfer portal, it wasn't going to take me long to get on the phone and try to get him to come be a K-State Wildcat, because I know the impact he can have as a player. But as I learned about Briley, the impact he can have on our program as a person, and that's his next challenge in my mind, is he has the respect of the guys because of his work ethic, his ability to make plays, those other things. But just the way he carries himself, I think he's a tremendous leader, and I'm going to lean on him to be more of a leader because he has that it factor. And obviously he just understands how to get open. That's the thing that – at the tight end position, it's pretty unique because you're playing some man, you're playing some zone. There's people always around you, and he just has the ability to find seams and sit down. And then He's pretty good after the catch, and so I'm excited about not only what he did, wasn't surprised at all, but how much better he's going to continue to be as he gets more and more comfortable in our system.
I know we're focusing in on this year, but as we look down the road a little bit in that position, the fullbacks and the tight ends, maybe just a general thought about all of the guys that you're working with there, because I think about Sammy Wheeler coming back from injury. I guess we have to remind ourselves that Nick Lenners was preseason All Big 12, pretty good football player in his own right. And there are other guys. I think about Will Swanson, who's a very talented young guy, Cody Stufflebean from McPherson. And I'm just naming a few. I'll leave a few out, and I shouldn't do that. But that is a growing position of strength, I would guess.
Well, when we came here, it was a position that we knew we needed to upgrade. We wanted to find some more bodies, and we wanted to build on that because you can do so many different things with those guys. And I look at what Jack Stineen, who did some really good things from Lawrence. And you're right, Will Swanson's a really talented young player. Christian Moore is the guy that kind of has jumped out at me as another fullback body that's done some really nice things. But you're right, you have Nick, you have Sammy, you have Barta. You have a number of guys that we just need to continue to keep guys involved, and it's starting to be a position where we have a decent amount of depth, where last year, you know, when Sammy got hurt, we really didn't have much depth.
Sammy is a very interesting young man, and he does bring some speed, maybe is it fair to say maybe more speed than a lot of tight ends?
Yeah, he was a 220-pound guy last year when he got injured, maybe 218, somewhere in there. And he's probably 235, 237 now. So, and he's kept his speed. We just need to continue to work on him being a kick-out guy as a fullback or an on-the-ball tight end or a tight end that's off the ball that can swipe across the formation so that people don't say, well, he's in the game. We must be doing this or that. And when you have him, you have Briley, you have Nick – then you throw Jax in there. Then Jax is so much better and more comfortable this year in the system. You have some guys that you can spread out and move around all over the place and make some difficult decisions for defenses.
I don't know if you know yet on Noah Johnson and whether he will be available. And for that matter, J-Mac for next week, it's probably too early to tell. But just obviously, when you're the starting center and you get moved out of there, it's going to affect a football team. Can we talk about that a little bit here and what that was like for you guys? Because that had to be a little bit of scramble mode, I would guess.
Yeah, it really did. And a guy that's kind of the heart and soul of our offensive line. He's a captain. He's the leader on that side on offense in general. I think he's one of the best leaders we have on the team. And early on, he goes out with an injury, and we don't know how long he's going to be out. But then we tried to move Ben Adler over to center and try another guard. And Ben just hadn't taken enough reps at center. And so we had some struggles snapping the ball, and it just took Ben out of his best position. And so then we went to our next guy, and that was Hayden Gillum. And Gilly did a really nice job under fire, not taking any reps with the ones, because when we'd rotate Noah, we'd put Ben Adler there a little bit during practice, and Hayden was taking the snaps with the twos or the threes. And so I was proud of Gilly. He came in there and battled and did some good things. He's just a little bit undersized and doesn't have the experiences other guys do, but I was proud of him. I thought he battled and did some good things, and now he's taken the lion's share of the reps with Ben inside there, so we're at least being able to practice with it. That's the thing. If you lose a guy on Tuesday or something or Monday, you at least have two or three days of practice at that position, calling out all the signals and stuff. Well, we had, after three snaps, we had to change course.
For sure. We'll get a question in about the offensive line in just a moment. We need to get a break in here now. Kansas State football, the topic tonight with Chris Kleiman. We're back in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and PowerCat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. We welcome those of you listening across the network and also watching on Facebook Live. If you would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do it right now via the Facebook live stream or tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions presented by Intrust Bank. This one from Twitter. Coach, it reads, @CatVoiceWyatt, how young the offensive line is, does Coach see this as one of the biggest strengths for positive development for the program? Interesting question. You've got some work to do there. Losing all those five starters from a year ago, and what are you thinking there?
Yeah, I don't know if we have a senior in that group. I don't think we do, and so you know, it's going to take. Nobody wants to hear this, and we don't want it as well. It's going to just continue to take time to develop those guys, and we've been in and out of the lineup with some different injury and COVID instances anyway. So we need to have some time with those guys together and playing together. But I also am really excited about some young freshmen we have, Sam Shields and Carver Willis, Whit Mitchum. You know, there's some really good Taylor Warner. There's some exceptional freshmen that we're developing too. So we hope it becomes a strength for us, even though we need to play better than what we did on Saturday. We like the fact that we're building some depth there and we're going to continue to improve because it needs to be a position of strength for us as we move into the future.
Certainly when you lose that type of group last year with that type of experience, do we need to be a little bit more patient? I know sometimes it's patience and fans don't always go together, but it just seems like maybe that could be the case here.
Well, patience and fans don't work. Neither do patience and coaches.
I understand.
Because, you know, well neither said. Do patience and Cardinal fans, as you know well.
Exactly.
You know well
yeah.
It's just there's a lot of variables. But absolutely, I know that I have to, as a head coach, and Coach Riley as the offensive line coach, know that when you lose five starters that are all seniors that have played a ton of football, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
It's not going to look the same. We want it to look the same. We're striving every day for it to look not only the same but better. It just takes time. I wish, same thing, I wish we would have had some time in spring ball to get some of the things ironed out. Didn't. I wish we'd have had some time in the summer to get the things ironed out. We didn't. Neither did anybody else in the country have those times to do those things. So it is going to continue to be a work in progress. And that's what I have to see. I've got to block out the outside noise and be able to say, I have to focus on these guys that are busting their tail, line up in and out, and get the guys continuing to improve so that we can be a better product every week.
I'm really anxious to hear what you have to say about our next question, courtesy of Intrust Bank, and this one comes from Facebook Live. Did the limited crowd play a factor in the game? And I guess I would add with that, what is it like when you know what it's like here normally with 50,000 yeah. going crazy? How does that factor into to things?
We told the guys not to let it factor in, you know, take the environment out of it. You get a chance to play football. Go back to our opening comments about it was just fun to play football again. That's what I hope these guys say. You need to be internally motivated, not externally motivated, to get an opportunity to play this game. And I don't know what's going to happen in a week when we go to Norman or the following week when Texas Tech comes here or whatever game we have. We cannot let the environment dictate our performance or give a reason to say, well, that's why our performance was good or bad. And so it was unique. That's all I'll say. It was a really unique environment to come out and see, wow. You know, but, you know, as NFL games go on and other college games go on and you see empty stadiums, it's mm-hmm. just it's kind of eerie. But that's something that everybody's going to have to get used to.
Yeah, you do have to deal with it, no question. But it just seems so different. And maybe that's what we are talking about here at the end of the day. Nothing is normal these days.
That's right.
But you do, as an athlete, I think, feed off the crowd, especially at home. I mean, it's tougher on the road. But part of that adrenaline rush you get from your home crowd is just such a big part of it, is it not? I mean, it just seems normal to do that.
Yeah, especially on third down.
Yeah.
If you're a defensive coach, especially on third down, the crowd's going crazy. Wide receivers, O-line, people can't hear. There's silent snap counts now. I mean, I'm hearing everybody's signals out there and hearing the communication. That's the crazy thing, is to hear the communication from the O-line on our sideline or vice versa, just to hear those things that you just typically don't hear. And it kind of, I think, makes playing on the road a little bit of a neutralizer. You know, you don't have to worry about working your crowd noise or, mm-hmm. you know, like going to Norman, we'd typically start pumping in crowd noise, get ready for that, because how are we going to snap the football? Well, you know, I don't know. Did we pump any crowd noise in here? I don't even know. I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
You know, but it never seemed like it was loud for either team on third down.
Okay. We'll take a quick break here. More with Coach when we come back next. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Channel, we're saying no to excess noise and focusing on what you really need. Customized recommendations and expert advice from people you can count on. Because when you turn down all the extra noise, you can hear yourself succeed. This moment of clarity is brought to you by Channel. Discover how a Channel seedsman can help drive performance in your fields. Visit channel.com/results.
With an unequaled client experience focusing on communication and attention to detail, let the team at Fox Home Innovations work with you to create a new space that you will love for years to come. A proud K-State home team sponsor, Fox Home Innovations is a design remodel build firm that has served Manhattan and the surrounding areas for 10 years. From site visit to project completion, Fox Home Innovations will develop a plan that fits your budgets, wants, and needs. To turn your dreams into reality, like Fox Home Innovations on Facebook or visit foxhomeinnovations.com.
K-State fans, Stan Weber here. Let me tell you about my friends at Buck Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing. With offices in both Kansas City and Manhattan, they can come out and give you a free estimate on your house or building. I have used them at my house, and they always do a great job at a great price. They're owned by a K-State grad and a Herd and Fund supporter, Ron Buck, and are a member of the K-State Home Team Program. Call Ron Buck at Buck Roofing at 913-384-2680 or go to rbuckroofing.com.
Heat, drought, wind, hail, northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot. If your corn is under stress, you are too. Get Veltima fungicide, swift activity, with fast payback, an expanded application window. Makes life simple, and it's the secure choice.
with powerful residual for visibly healthier corn. Swift, simple, secure. Veltima fungicide. Call your BASF rep today. Always read and follow label directions. Veltima fungicide is not registered in all states.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and PowerCat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Appreciate Coach Kleiman with us tonight. This is an off week for K-State. Well, they don't play. It's not an off week for them. It's an off week for me and Jesse and all of the normal people. But a lot of work being done at K-State football this week. Arkansas State won the game last weekend 35-31. I'm sure you've been asked about the Sun Belt and what happened this past weekend, not only with K-State, but you know, the other games too. We talked about this last week in that there are some good coaches and some good teams in that league, and it seems to me that you played in this league three of the teams that were pretty close, if not right at the top of that conference, and it showed. It just did.
Yeah, they have good teams and good coaches and you know, the experienced teams. You have a lot more 4- and 5-year guys. I didn't pay any attention. I still haven't paid any attention other than knowing the scores. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the game went at Iowa State. Don't know how the game went at KU. We've got enough of our own issues that I didn't even pay attention to box scores, to anything like that. But as I've told people umpteen times, and you know it, football is football. Yep. And if you don't play well, you're going to get beat. And if you don't have your A game, or you don't respect, and I'm not saying anything, these things did happen, but if you don't play your best, you're going to get beat. And especially in times like these, when the playing field gets leveled a little bit with the amount of guys for both teams that are missing, and they were able to handle that adversity better than we were.
Coach Kleiman, it seems to me that one of the hardest things in college football to do these days is to block a punt because of the extra guy back there, just the nature of it, and yet you guys did that very quickly on Saturday. Take me through the play, why it worked, and why is it so hard now? Because you used to see him quite a bit. It's just harder now. It's just tough.
Yeah, a couple reasons it's harder. A lot of people run the 3-shield look, and the operation time is probably what has changed in the last 5 to 10 years of snappers are better, punters are getting the ball off so quickly, and the 3-shield makes it really difficult. And the multitude of formations that teams can come out in that shoot, you're just trying not to get faked on, you're trying to get lined up, all those other things. We had seen Arkansas State line up in 2 specific formations. So we practiced against both formations and felt we could get a block against both formations. The original formation that they had been using, I can't remember, Memphis, should have blocked one on the first punt of their game when they played them. So we're like, they're not going to use that formation. And they didn't. They used the other one. And so we had prepped that and worked that all week. And when they came out in it, we knew the motion guy was coming down. And we knew we could pin that edge to make it a short edge so that Will, who has tremendous speed, and he blocked it pretty easily. And so I think it was a combination of a tremendous scheme as well as the guys executing it. But you're right, it's really hard to block punt.
Yeah, and maybe staying with special teams here for just a moment, it seems like when you have return guys that K-State brings out week in and week out, and obviously Joshua Youngblood was an All-American a year ago. Are you expecting teams to do everything they can to not kick or punt to you this year? And if that is so, how do you combat that, or can you?
Well, you know, we ended up having to use our hands team in the middle of the game 3 times. Yeah. That never happens, and the team's got either even or the lead, and because they tried their onside, and they were just seeing our formation. It's all they were doing, seeing our formation, deciding where to kick the football. Great respect for the guys that we have back, but we needed to execute one of those better. The other ones we executed pretty well. One we did not execute very well. But, you know, people are trying to kick the ball away, and that's harder than you think, too. You know, there's, it's like hitting a wedge and knowing you're going to hit it exactly on the right side of the green because that's when you're supposed to hit it. Punters doing the same thing. That's not easy.
Sure.
And but it is. It's such a huge part of the game, and we spend an awful lot of time on each of those return teams and coverage teams.
Before we go to our final break, you mentioned Matt Thomas and some doctors early in the show and dealing with COVID and all of the things that are happening right now. Give me a sense of what it's been like working with Matt. I don't know that he gets a lot of credit. He has, since this began last spring, I can't even imagine what his life has been like. And Mindy Hoffman, who does such a great job as your trainer, those two people, they are earning their monies these days. Let's say it that way.
I'll tell you what, that whole athletic training group that we have led by Matt and Mindy, I my hat's off to them. They allowed us to have the opportunity to play.
Yeah.
And I so appreciate how diligent that they have been and on us as coaches to make sure we're on the players and to stay on the players. It's hard for an 18 to 22 year old to keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again every day and never having a break from it. And they held those kids to that standard. They had us hold those kids to that standard. The hours that those guys have put in on top of what their normal job is, there are no days off for those guys. I know they've met with doctors and different people on campus as well as within the conference. I know Matt's been on calls all day long from March until now even, and because it's not over with. And that's the thing that everybody realizes, just because we play the game, it gets harder because you play the game. And that's the thing that, you know, we've talked about. We haven't had a good week dealing with COVID already this week, mm-hmm. with losing some guys. And it's just going to be a nonstop battle.
Yeah, and it is, as you said, and rightfully so, for us and for everybody in college football this year. It's just what it is. Yeah. We'll take our final break and wrap it up when we come back with Coach in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
Revitec fungicide from BASF has been specifically developed for the selective soybean grower who doesn't compromise. If you think good is good enough, if you're okay with just achieving rather than overachieving, if average is your goal, this is not the fungicide for you. Revitec fungicide, brand new chemistry, 3 no-excuse modes of action, 0 modes of compromise. Sounds like the fungicide for you. Revitec fungicide from BASF, that's smart. Always read and follow label directions.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals who are optimistic. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
One final time, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank and Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Ryan Lackey from our media relations staff pointing out in his postgame notes that blocked punt by Will Jones was the first blocked punt in a season opener since 1999 against Temple. Congratulations to Will on a terrific effort there. Coach, less than a minute to wrap it up. Obviously, setting your sights on a really a dynamic offense this next week in Oklahoma. They're real good.
Yes, great offense that so innovative in trick plays and normal D&D stuff and take shots vertically. Huge offensive line, brand new quarterback that spins the ball really, really well. And we'll have our hands full just to make sure that we can keep the ball in front of us and make them drive the length of the field and not give up the easy ones because, as everybody knows, Oklahoma gets the big play and they had a few on us last year, and that's going to be the big challenge.
Hey, thanks so much for your time tonight. Enjoy the, quote, weekend off.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Wyatt.
Not exactly a weekend off, but again, thank you, sir. We appreciate that. That's going to wrap it up for us. Quick thanks to Nate Lewis, to Jesse Piper, to Ryan Lackey, to Jay Moline, and many others. Thanks for being with us tonight. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the K-State Sports Network, this has been the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.